Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's great to be here with you always on a Saturday morning. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about the bridal fair, which is tomorrow, which if you got engaged at Christmas, you're going to find lots of great ideas. Inspired wardrobes. If you need a new look, Jill is here to tell you how to do that. Dollar divas. You know, we need to make sure we count our pennies, and if we're women, make sure that we know what's happening for our retirement. And Jen Patterson's going to talk about that. Mayo McDonough, of course, is here with me. Hi, Mayo. How are you?
Hi. Great. Thank you.
We're going to talk about the passion test, of course, or the passion...
The new iteration?
Yes, that's right. And Sir Winston Churchill, because you are involved with that as well. And Jill, you're going to join us today. Jill Turek is here with Inspired Wardrobes and joining the fun.
Good morning. Thanks.
How are you doing today?
Great. Thanks.
And you're a neighbor, and you do great stuff with wardrobes, so you're going to help us know how to get a new look for this season.
I hope so.
Oh,
perfect.
Please.
Thanks. But, of course, off the top, we always talk about wine, food, all kinds of good stuff. We're going to talk about both with Chris Weiss from Burrowing Owl Estate Winery. How are you, Chris?
Very good.
Excellent. Talk to you. We come by there every year. I don't know if you've been there, anybody, but if you haven't, you have to get to the Okanagan, to the Osoyoos area. Burrowing Owls is pure, passionate, and perfect, and it really is. The estate winery is so beautiful. They have a restaurant. They have a guest house and, of course, the tasting room. Tell us, Chris, about this. This is a family business. Tell us about the how it came about to be, Burrowing Owl.
Yeah, well, it was really driven from passion. My mom and dad were great lovers of wine travel, of course, wine drinking, wine culture. And when the opportunity came up to pick up the vineyard in 93, they jumped at it. It was shortly after the grape pullout, after they pulled a lot of the vineyards out of the old hybrids back in 86. So there's a lot of empty land sitting around. And when he picked it up, they looked and they said, really, we should be growing European vinifera. So they planted 100%. To the perhaps doubt of some of the local skeptics, and it flourished, and the grapes did well. After a while, we were living up in the vineyard, looking at the property, you know, watching the management, so forth, and we really realized that it would be great to create an experience for people to come up and do the same thing. So in 97, we built the winery, but when we put the winery up, we really designed it around the concept of having a full hospitality service attached to it, and that was sort of really the beginning of the dream.
And the design is so beautiful. It just fits in the landscape so well. It's Italian, but also kind of something like Mexico. It's a beautiful design. Who did your work for you, or was that your concept?
No, you know, Robert McKenzie was our architect from the beginning. It was, I believe, we were the first winery he'd ever built. And truthfully, a winery works best when it's a box. There's really not a lot of efficiency in all the fun angles and things that come from beautiful design. So when you build a box, you have to look at how to make a box look good. And when we looked at some of the local design, the sort of the Santa Fe, the Adobe style, we thought it'd be a really good fit. It does fit well with, you know, a so-called box, and really the two just meshed. They made themselves happen. Really, it was function first, design second.
Well, and it functions really well. And the wine tasting room, of course, there's always a $2 charge for the owl, because you guys are really environmentally conscious from the beginning. Your dad was doing this before it was the thing to do.
That's right. I mean, he's always been a great lover of nature, and it's actually what part of what drove him to this business. He used to be a real estate developer, and really at some point he decided he wanted to do something that had sort of more longevity, more connection to the earth, and that was part of his decision to get into the vineyard business. He's been a great lover of birds, and before the winery was even started, he had joined the Burrowing Owl Recovery Society. Who was actually, when we were planting the vineyard, they were trying to rehabilitate some burrowing owls in the field right below us, and he got to know them through that chance introduction, and decided to name the vineyard after their cause and join the group at that time. And so all the money that comes into the wine tasting room now goes to support. I believe we are the primary supporter for that association. And I just read my sister put out a press release, $400,000 was where we're up to as of today, or as of, I think it was December, yeah.
That's fantastic. It's always important to give back. And Chris, your wines that you do there, tell us the kinds of wines that you produce. I think there's five or six different kinds.
Yeah, well, we have our focus on Bordeaux. We have our Cab Franc. Our Merlot is one of our largest productions. Cab Sav. We do some Malbec and some Petit Verdot. All of those wines actually go into our Meritage, which is our Bordeaux blend. That's basically our flagship wine. We then, in 2000, we were the first ones, we were one of two or three wineries to plant Syrah, and which is another grape that's just flourished in the Okanagan. So we now grow Syrah. And we have our little Burgundy section. So we do, just as you're driving up the road to the lower left, is our Chardonnay and our Pinot Noir blocks. And let me just make sure I'm not missing anything. And then recently we've added some Sauvignon Blanc in a small vineyard we picked up in Caramias. So we now are going to start producing Sauvignon Blanc.
And you grow your own grapes for the Burrowing Owl brand, and you sort of use traditional methods. Tell us about how hard it is to grow a good grape, because it's a great climate there, but every year everything changes, the flavor changes, because there are so many challenges and there's pests and all kinds of things. How do you manage the vineyard?
Sure. And I almost forgot Pinot Gris, which is
our... Oh, that's mine. Hello.
How did I forget that? I guess viticulture anywhere in the world is important, but it's particularly important in Canada. Our season is very short. And what that does, the cool beginning and end to the season have benefits. The end part is the flavor that it brings. But what we achieve with the cool flavors in our climate is it's a dry cool. It doesn't come with a lot of moisture. So we're lucky in that we don't have the high humidity that some of the other regions that do have that same effect. I can think of two primary ones, Napa and, of course, Bordeaux, mm-hmm. have that cooling from the ocean. Our cool is dry, but what it does mean is we have a very short, very hot growing season, and so there's a lot that goes into the viticulture to make sure that the grapes and the vines are perfectly positioned to get the most or the biggest benefit out of the particular season that we're in. Whether it's midsummer, we have to be very careful to make sure we have our leaves shading our grapes. But then shortly after that, when that high heat disappears, we want to get in there quickly and take leaves away to make sure that there's airflow and additional heat units that can actually reach the grapes. And that differs by variety, but essentially it's constant canopy management. Another very important part of our season, we want to make sure the plant is working as efficiently as possible. If there's leaves overlapping each other, you're taking away from the efficiency of the plant. So you're constantly striving to achieve the perfect leaf density in the vine, making sure that the vines are vertically positioned and that the leaf count is at a rate that gets the biggest bang for the buck out of the sun.
It sounds like there's a lot of work involved. I think people think, I think I'll start a vineyard and it's that easy. And I know your brother just bought a vineyard center to just start it. But there's a lot involved and you kind of have to love what you're doing. And it's not an easy business that you start making money the first day.
No, and I certainly don't want to talk anybody out of it. It's a very rewarding business. It's a fun business to be in. You have to have that love for the quality. I think that's what's important, especially in Canada, is mm-hmm. really we're in a position to make some ultra-premium wines here. But it does take some effort on the part of the farmers and, of course, the winery itself.
And you must love wine, do you?
Well, we love wine. I'm not trying to say it.
Talk about a fun business. Now, what's your favorite one, though, Chris, before we go to the break here?
You know, we have a fun saying a lot of wineries use it. It's like saying we love all of our children. So
we know we have favorites. Come on. Okay, well, we're going to come back in a minute and talk more with Chris.
Local news on your smartphone. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to CFAX1070.com. CFAX1070.com. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Everyone wants a quick sale in real estate, but few take the necessary steps to make it happen. This is Kevin Ramsey, realtor with Fair Realty and SweetHomeVictoria.com. Selling quickly requires preparation long before it's time to list on MLS. This gives us time to choose our marketing and commission strategies, discuss staging techniques, and decide which repairs or upgrades will pay off. A well-prepared sweet home is easier to sell, and that's why I give you a break on commission. So let's get started. Visit my office at 1564 Fort Street or contact me through SweetHomeVictoria.com.
Perception, reality. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, the difference between perception and reality can end up being a very expensive difference. Some people perceive that Galaxy Motors sells older used cars. The reality is, most of the vehicles at Galaxy Motors are less than 5 years old and still under factory warranty. Go beyond your perception. You'll save thousands off new car sticker prices and thousands off older car headaches. That's the reality. Visit GalaxyMotors.net.
Fairway Market is celebrating Chinese New Year with store-wide money saver values. Pick up fresh California grown Su Choi, just 48 cents a pound, $1.06 a kilogram. Fairway has the most variety in tasty Asian foods. Celebrate the year of the dragon with fair value prices, fresher than ever choices. Get to know your neighborhood grocer, Fairway Market, proud to be local.
Fresh start, new year, Fairway Market.
Let the sunshine in with Excalibur Glass. Get more out of your outdoor or indoor deck with a custom all-glass railing. Constructed with aluminum post supports, these railings are durable and attractive with no top or bottom rail to obscure your view. And of course, it'll add value to your home. Get the most out of your scenery with a custom all-glass railing from Excalibur Glass. You'll clearly see the difference. Excalibur Glass and Aluminum, the homeowner's store, 2189 Keating Cross Road.
We are back. We are on the phone with Chris Weiss, who is the president of the Brewing Owl Estate Winery. Mayo McDonough is here with me from the Passion Test, and Chris Turek from Inspired Wardrobes. Chris, the area you're in is really, you know, like Napa Valley. It's a great area with lots of tourism, lots of things to offer for people. Tell us whereabouts you're located and how people can contact you if they want to come and stay, and the stuff that is in that area to go and do.
Sure. Yeah. The people have come to call it Napa North, and you know, obviously there's great differences, but there's certainly some comparisons, and the wine tourism scene in the area is just increasing every year. It's incredible to watch. How you'd find us? I mean, the website is the easiest. Any Google search, typing Brewing Owl Winery, would probably pull up a number of our links. Our phone number is 877-498-0620. And, I think those. I think we're on Facebook and all sorts of other...
And what's the name of your street? It's like Sage Lane or...
Black Sage Road is the road
great
that
name.
Passes by. So our region is called the... I guess it's called the Black Sage Bench. It's that string of vineyards. We're the furthest south vineyard along that bench. Mm-hmm. We're just halfway directly between Oliver and Soyuz in the South Okanagan. And probably the fastest way to get to us is the Hope Princeton Highway coming up from Vancouver. Mm-hmm. But we're about an hour and 15 minutes south of Kelowna.
And there's so many things to do, right? You have a guest house there, which is so beautiful, and the restaurant. And there's so many things in the area. There's golf, and there's lots of wineries, and it's really a destination now to go to. Tell us about the guest house and the restaurant.
Sure, yeah. Chris Van Hooydonk is the chef, executive chef at our restaurant. He's the protege of a previous restaurant executive chef we had, Bernard Cassavant. And really, we've had a string of excellent chefs in the restaurant. We've always strived to create a first-class fine dining experience in that location. It was lacking in the area when we came into the region with the restaurant, and really it's become a destination of itself. The chef Chris just does a fantastic job. Of course, we try to find as many pairings with the Brewing Owl wines that we sell, but we also sell some of the other local wines, typically wines that we don't make ourselves, and so there's some great other options. There are great chances to try some other wineries as well.
Yeah, and it's neat you work together with people. It's it helps everybody if you're all doing well.
Yeah, we really see ourselves as a community of wineries, not so much individual competitors against each other. So we know people come to see all of us, not just to see one. Mm-hmm. And the guest house, it's really a small boutique hotel. It has 10 rooms. It's It's a very quiet retreat. We put in a four lane half Olympic size swimming pool because it's a ridiculously large pool for the amount of people, but it was actually required by our fire code to have that much water on site. So we thought, what the heck? Let's make a big, huge pool.
Well, it looks fantastic. So people can get in touch with you. Also, if they want to buy the wines, on your website you have a list of wineries in Victoria that sell your wines. Mayo, you were talking about passion, because the passion test and their thing is passionate.
Well, I think this is wonderful. And one of the things I've been doing is linking Winston Churchill's passion to other people. And Winston Churchill loved champagne so much that Paul Roger named Cuvée Sir Winston Churchill after him. Have you got anybody in mind that you're going to name a wine after?
Maybe me? No.
Patty Mac.
That's funny. Well, I have to tell you a quick story about our. We've just created a new port, Syrah based port, and it's done in the Solera system, which means it's essentially a 3 or more years of barrel aging. And so my dad had asked us, he had suggested that we should have a port, and we secretly made it behind his back, and we hid it around the cellar until the end of the second year when he found out. But we were going to call it, my dad's name's Jim Wise, so we were going to call it Jimmy's Secret. Or we had a few names around his name or for the port, just because we really did make it for him. But so far we've stuck to the owl theme.
Oh, that's so great.
Just passionate port.
It's great to talk to you, Chris, and we'll see you this summer. You have a wonderful product number, wonderful place there, and nice talking to you.
Please, well, anybody's welcome. Come on up. We'd love to see you.
You betcha.
And
Jill, you were saying that your brother just opened a winery. What's his
winery?
Right.
His winery is Unsworth Winery up on up near Mill Bay and Cobble Hill.
Nice.
Yeah. It was at first Cobble Hill Winery when he bought it, and now it's called Unsworth Vineyards.
Well, I'm going to get to know you more. And on the phone we have Dennis Elson, who, of course, is with the Victoria Bridal Fair, and tomorrow is the big event. Hi, Dennis. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Patty. How are you?
I'm excellent. And, you know, lots of people get engaged at Christmas time and probably going, where do I start? What a perfect time to come to see you tomorrow.
Well, that's precisely why we have our show in January. There are so many people that get engaged at Christmas, and they want to get planning as soon as possible, and they don't know where to start. So we invite them to the Victoria Bridal Fair, and they can meet all the wedding professionals on the island to help them get started with their planning.
Okay, and that's tomorrow. Tell us whereabouts you're going to be at.
Yes, it's at the Crystal Garden, the beautiful Crystal Garden. It's just a beautiful venue for a wedding show, and it's from 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty reasonable entrance fee, too, I believe.
Well, you can order tickets online at bridalfair.com, mm-hmm. and you can save $2 if you purchase your tickets in advance. And there'll be $20 at the door. So $18 in it. Yeah.
That's perfect. And what kind of people are going to be there? If you just got engaged, who's going to be there to help you with your big day?
Well, we've got caterers. We have hotel venues, reception venues. We've got bridal fashions, formal wear, party rentals, wedding planners, wedding decorators. Just the whole gamut.
Doesn't that make you tired, man? Oh, man.
The bridal couples can come, and they actually can plan their entire wedding in one day in one place at the Victoria Bridal Fair.
Wow. Now, that's a great thing to do, right? Don't mess around. Wow. Just make decisions.
Yeah. Exactly. Is there some kind of Mother of the Bride relief room or something?
Well, we don't have a room for it, but we sure look after them as well.
Excellent.
And I wanted to mention that we have a wonderful grand prize that we're awarding. Some bridal couple attending the bridal fair tomorrow is going to win a $15,000 wedding package that is going to include catering, wedding cake, limousine transportation, a bridal gown, photography, a beautiful honeymoon vacation in Mexico, tuxedo rentals, and a wedding van.
Jeez.
So it doesn't get
Wouldn't
much
that
better
be
than
nice?
That.
That's excellent. And, you know, there's all kinds of different weddings. There's high-end, low-end. I guess all of your participants will probably have price range for everything. It doesn't have to be super expensive, does it?
No, it doesn't. They start out with a budget and try to maintain it. But as they go along, they see other things that they'd like to do, and they can be firm and stick to the budget. But there are so many options available to them. that certainly some of the people that are participating in the show tomorrow, they will help them maintain a budget, and sometimes they make special offers to the guests at the show.
And what is the first thing you need to do once you get engaged? Is it book the venue, get the dress? What's your first thing you need to decide?
Well, the photographer is very important. They get booked up very quickly. And the venue, you have to know where you're going to have your venue. And sometimes if it's a church wedding, of course, you have to get the church booked. So I see photography, the venue, and the bridal gown.
Right. And what kind of style is big? I know, I think we spoke before, and of course, Kate Middleton's wedding, that was sort of a big thing. What is kind of in vogue this season?
Well, you know, Kate Middleton had such an impact on the wedding styles last year that it seems that it's being maintained into this year as well. And it's still very relevant.
You know, there's so many of these shows, too, with all these bridal gowns and stuff. And, you know, it's bigger than ever. And all these choices, it just seems overwhelming. I guess when you put it on, do most of these people know when it's the right one? I mean, there's so many choices.
Well, they say they do, you know, and some of them try on a lot of dresses. But I think it's like anything else. You know right away whether it's you, if it's, you know, what you're looking for.
Do you have the elopement package?
No, we don't have that yet.
No, I'm kidding. Just telling my daughter to do that. No.
And we don't provide the grooms either. They have to find the grooms.
Oh, geez. Yeah. And what is the craziest kind of wedding you've heard of or most unique wedding?
Well, I really, nothing comes to mind. I'm a traditionalist, and I think that I like, you know, the traditional weddings. And we don't promote anything that is out of the ordinary, really. You know, bungee jumping and that type of thing. People are more, it's a serious day for them. And I can't really think of anything that was out of the ordinary. I've had some experiences I wouldn't want to get into.
Please do.
And I guess that's another thing, right, is all the tension involved, that if you can go to something like the bridal fair and make some decisions and just be done with it instead of all this agonizing over bouncing it off of a million people. You kind of get clear in your mind, and probably the passion test comes to mind for that too, right?
Absolutely.
If you can get clear what you want, you kind of know if you dig deep what you really want. So just make the decisions tomorrow and be done, right?
Well, it makes it so much easier. That the people, the vendors that we have are the professional wedding specialists on the island. Mm-hmm. And they're keeping up to date with all the new trends and ideas, and they can be so helpful to a bridal couple that is planning a wedding. It can be overwhelming.
Well, I know my friends at Food for Thought, I mean, there's so many things that can be added on. They can help you with the bar and the venue and just give you advice, because they've done this a million times. So it really is helpful to delegate.
Well, it is. And then just sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah, or try to.
It's supposed to be a fun time.
And that's right.
Yeah.
So, Dennis, one more time, how do people, if they want to buy tickets, give us the details?
Go to bridalfair.com and purchase them. Also, they can follow us on Facebook, Victoria Wedding Shows, and on Twitter at bridalfairyyj. And so there's all kinds of information on the website and through Facebook and through Twitter.
Well, good luck to all you brides tomorrow who are going to go to that. Make sure you do. You could win a $15,000 wedding package. And, Dennis, nice talking to you. We'll talk to you again in the spring.
Thanks, Patty.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jill about inspired wardrobes.
Oh, my God.
Monday.
You lost the baby.
Gossip Girl on Much.
Just because we can't be together doesn't mean I won't love you.
One moment has changed everything.
Chuck can never know the truth.
Two hearts crushed.
Chuck, you need to leave now.
I don't know what it is you think I did tonight, but all I care about is her.
And from the wreckage, a fairy tale ending.
You're following me.
I'm not going to leave until you tell me what changed. Why you turn your back on me, on us?
An all-new episode of Gossip Girl, Monday at 6, only on Much.
You've worked hard to get to the top. Now it's time to live there. Presenting the spectacular modern townhomes of Rainbow Hill, with Sandy Nygaard designed kitchens and interiors, and panoramic views of Victoria and the Olympic Mountains. Calling Rainbow Hill a place to live is like calling your Rolex a way to tell time. Take the first step toward living at the top. Contact the Preferred Homes team at REMAX Camosun. Explore the jaw-dropping show home every weekend from 1 to 4. Learn more at rainbowhill.ca.
It's 11:30.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
We've gone from overcast downtown to some on and off light rain, still 6 degrees right now. Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds. The crew of a Canadian warship in the Eastern Mediterranean have been told to stop shooting. The Halifax-based frigate HMCS Charlottetown conducted a small arms firing exercise on the deck of the ship earlier, but the government of Malta was not consulted. Under international convention, warships conducting any firing drills in the waters of other countries are required to warn other vessels in the area as well as the host nation. Surrey RCMP have three men in custody after a five-hour standoff at a house last night that spilled well into this morning. Neighbors called 911 shortly after 3:30 this morning to report a man on a balcony of the home with what appeared to be a long gun. Several shots were also fired in the backyard.
Our members attended the scene. One occupant of the residence came out. There was apparently two more inside. We contained the scene and called the Lower Mainland Emergency Response Team. They came out, and about 8:30 this morning, they entered the residence and arrested two males that were still inside.
Inspector Steve Wade also says police have yet to confirm the identities of the men involved. The incident is not linked to gang activity. And Mitt Romney is acknowledging that today's U.S. Republican presidential primary in South Carolina could be real close. The frontrunner avoided a run-in with the man who's been gaining ground on him this week. Romney and Newt Gingrich had scheduled events at Tommy's Country Ham House in Greenville at about the same time this morning, but Romney showed up 45 minutes early. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Lee residence. We did not get a correct answer to our newsmaker question, though. So after the news at noon today, our prize will increase to $63 cash. And checking out CFAX 1070 weather now. Some light showers right now. Cloudy this afternoon with a 40% chance of showers. Temperature all day around 6 degrees. Clouds tonight with a 40% chance of showers again and an overnight low of 4. Tomorrow shaping up to be quite rainy and with some heavy wind as well, gusting up to 80 kilometers an hour tomorrow afternoon with a high of 7. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Straight Talk. Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back. I'm here with Mayo McDonough from The Passion Test, and I have Jill Turek, who is with Inspired Wardrobes. And Jill, this time of year, we sort of maybe want to go through our wardrobes, sort of like the beginning of a school year.
That's right.
Kind of want to clear things out, throw out the stuff that doesn't fit, maybe sentimental stuff. Somehow we get sentimental about clothes and things. I was here then, and you know, they may be three sizes too small. Where do we start? I know we'll talk about your business, but where do we start this time of year if we want to kind of do a redo?
Well, I would do exactly what you suggest, is look through everything that you have, and if it doesn't fit, give it away.
Be realistic.
Just you know, otherwise it's going to sit there, look at you every time you open the closet. You know, it's an emotional response. If you're trying on clothes that don't fit you, you feel bad.
Yes, you do.
Simply. Yeah. And you have a closet full of clothes and nothing to wear.
Right.
You know, and you don't want to buy clothes because your closet is full and you think, well, if I could lose that last 10, that last 20. And, you know, you can do that if you think you can. I recommend to my clients when they say that, well, lose it. And if you can't lose it, then don't lose it.
And shut up about it.
Shut up about it. Embrace it.
Yeah, and, well, it's
and,
so true.
And clothe it.
I think clothe it.
You know, no, really. You know, that's
shut up and clothe it.
Shut up and clothe it.
I think it's so true because I think every woman is like, I gotta lose 5 pounds. It's sort of like, oh hum, enough already.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great if we can, you know, eat a little better, drink some water, get walking, do some weights. But besides that, at a certain point, you need to, like you say, accept it.
Yes.
And get rid of that stuff and move on. Mm-hmm. So if we're moving on, what are some of the basics that we need in our wardrobe?
Well, that depends on the person. It's a very individual thing.
Right. And what you do for work and everything else.
Right. And but what you need is functioning pieces that fit you, that don't need any sort of attention, don't need hemming, don't need buttons and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. and that work with the vast majority of other pieces in your wardrobe.
Right.
So I see a wardrobe as an organism, if you will, or a whole. I look at it holistically as opposed to each piece separately. Look at the wardrobe as a thing unto itself.
And how would you line that up in your closet? Would you be seeing pants here, skirts here, white shirts? Like, how does it all go together?
Well, the way I've done it, part of my process is to categorize your personality into three categories. And buy the clothes on that basis that correspond to those categories.
Oh, okay.
And I personally have my a closet categorized so that these are the shirts in category A, these are the pants in category B, and so on.
So a new way of looking at it.
I've actually done that.
Wow. And so when people come to see you, how does it work if you want to come to Inspired Wardrobes and get a redo?
Mm-hmm. Well, firstly, I can tell you what I don't know. Don't do. I don't look at your clothes. Mm-hmm. I don't tell you what to wear. I don't tell you how many pairs of pants to have. That's all up to you, and it's subject to what you do, what you want, and how much money you are willing to spend in time, mm-hmm. and so on. But the first part of the program is involving a workbook, and it's finding out who you are. And I do that by asking you to give me 50 adjectives that describe who you are when you're feeling good. And of course, most people say 50 is a lot, and it is. And most people will tell me
Is Pinot Gris one of them?
No, yeah. Loving Pinot. A wine lover. I'm a wine lover.
48.
Most people will tell it will be, and you know, I'm directing this mainly at middle-aged women.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you it's easy to say I'm practical, I'm organized, I'm a good mother.
Well, that would be a lie.
For some people, you know, those things that are generally socially acceptable to say about yourself. But as a group of people, we tend to be afraid to say I'm intelligent or brilliant or even smart. Mm-hmm. Some people have difficulty with that. Some people have difficulty with saying they're pretty or they're beautiful or sexy or attractive in any way at all. And those are really the parts of them I'm trying to get out, is to draw that part of them out so that they can say
how much cleavage you want to show.
You know, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a serious process, you know. The rest of it is fun. But that takes 2 hours to do that. And we talk about what they are now. You see, the inspired part of the Inspired Wardrobes is so many of us want to be who we were when we were 20, mm-hmm. when we weighed 107 pounds and, you know,
right.
we're looking 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
What I encourage the women to do is to look at who they are now, because the whole basis of this whole program is that you'll look your best and most attractive when you look like who you are, mm-hmm. as opposed to what the stores are selling, or as opposed to what the stores are selling to 20-year-olds.
Right.
Because there's nothing worse than a 50-year-old trying to look like a 20-year-old.
Mutton dresses lamb.
It's awful, you know. So the whole process involves me trying to draw out who you are, your positive attributes, now. Because we're so much more as 40, 50, 60-year-olds than we were when we were 20.
Right.
We have so much life experience. We have so much that we have gathered, so many relationships. So that's the first part of it, is to determine who you are.
And then what do we do next when we...
Well, then the middle section is getting styles of clothing. This is the fun part, turns to clothing. Specific styles and how they relate to your characteristics. Now, it's difficult to explain how, but basically through discussion and the exercise in the workbook that I've written, we have a plan, make a plan, a very specific plan of what types of sweaters, what types of pants, and so on, are going to be related to your characteristics, and show them to
the
world.
So then I guess the next stage would probably go shopping.
No. Well, you would after my program. I don't go shopping with people.
You give the tools to be very specific so they know exactly what they can look for, instead of going like this wide Target and mm-hmm. buying a flowered thing here and a black thing there.
That's
they
exactly
know what
right.
they like. And, you know, it's really true, because when I did my house one time, and even painting, someone said, what's your style? It's like sometimes you don't even know your decorating style, because mm-hmm. you have hand-me-downs and this and that. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of empowering. And the same would go for your wardrobe, to
That's
think about
right.
what
it's
your style is.
It's meant to be empowering. Yeah.
I was wondering if you ever recommend getting a signature piece, you know, something that just sort of displays a little bit of your, you know.
Pizzazz.
Yeah, pizzazz. I was thinking of your shoes. I just love
yeah,
your shoes.
Yeah, those are so cool.
Thank you. To me, they just sort of zing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. These shoes definitely represent my more exuberant category. And I have a very, you know, sort of plain and ordinary, organized, decisive category, which the sweater would represent. And that's what I do is when I categorize, get the categories with the people, and we do this together. I don't do it to you. I do it with you.
Yeah.
And then we say, okay, now, what are these plain, ordinary shoes going to look like? What are the more exciting ones? And so on.
Yeah.
So what you walk away with is a written description of all of the different types of clothes with specific design characteristics to look for. And I have a software program that allows me to make what I call avatars of you.
Oh, nice.
There's one on my website. And,
cool. And how do people
get
a hold of you if they want to book an appointment?
The best way is to go to inspiredwardrobes.com, or my email address is inspiredwardrobes@shaw.ca.
And, of course, Denise Dash, who did my website, did yours. And
that's
Lifestyle
right.
with Patty Mac. So we'll have a link there to you. And what a great thing to do for yourself. Go see Jill and get yourself a new wardrobe.
Thanks, Patty.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Dollar Divas about your financial security.
CFAX 1070 is your home for Vancouver Canucks hockey.
Today, it's an afternoon special with the San Jose Sharks in town. The Canucks and the Sharks face off at 1. Join me, Rick Ball, and Dave Tomlinson for all the action right here on CFAX 1070.
Vancouver Canucks hockey. CFAX 1070 has all the action. Catch every Canuck game all season right here on Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
You know, I'm a no-nonsense kind of guy. So when I went looking for information about cemetery and cremation planning, I went to the Royal Oak Burial Park website, robp.ca. Their website describes the choices people need to make, the options they offer, and complete price lists for their services. robp.ca is a great way to get information, all in the privacy of your home. And Royal Oak Burial Park and Falaise Drive is community-owned and not-for-profit, so they're all about service, not sales. Check out robp.ca on the Internet. You won't regret it. I didn't.
Healthy food, healthy living, healthy attitude, healthy friends, healthy thoughts, healthy words, healthy space, healthy trends. No wonder it's called the Victoria Health Show. A fantastic two-day event, January 28th and 29th at the Victoria Conference Center. The latest trends in health and fitness, food, supplements, and more. Free seminars and keynotes from relationship expert John Gray and nutrition guru Sam Gracie. Look younger, be sexier, feel better than you've ever felt before. It's all here at the Victoria Health Show.
Next weekend at the Victoria Conference Center. Tickets at the door or visit thehealthshows.com.
Have you been living with a water entry problem in your basement or crawl space? Have you been reluctant to deal with it because you saw the mess and heard the cost next door at your neighbor's? Well, Earth Service Drain Master has been solving water entry and drainage problems economically for 32 years. Trust our drainage team to restore, repair, or renew your existing system back into working condition. Call Earth Service Drain Master at 250-479-0195. We will be glad to arrange a visit and assess your problem.
We get so carried away in these breaks, we forget what we're doing. I'm here with Mail McDonough and Jill Turek. And on the phone, we have Jen Patterson, who is with Dollar Divas. She's a financial security advisor. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome today. And you're in Vancouver, right?
Yes, I am.
And thanks for taking time to talk to us because you've got an exciting program. I know your background is finance. Tell us what you do and about Dollar Divas.
Divas is a group of independent women who just want to be smart with their money. We're going to be hosting monthly events, seminars, discussion groups for women to get together and learn about money in a really non-judgmental and non-threatening atmosphere.
Now, I know you started with money early in life, and you think it's important for women to get a grasp of it because so many people, whether it's men or women, don't know what the other is doing in a relationship, and it's so important. What do we need to know as we get older as far as our investments so that we have something?
Well, I think it's really important that everyone just be informed with where their money is and what it's invested in and just be very knowledgeable about what your money is really doing for you. Is it working for you? And if you're not a type of person who wants to learn about those things, go seek out a professional. Find someone who can look at that stuff for you so that when you get to retirement age, you're not scrambling to figure out how you're going to survive.
And I find with a lot of people, women included, a lot of friends that I know that we talk about money, and we don't know maybe what certain investment vehicles are, and we feel silly at a certain age because we think our parents knew so much more and they knew all the terms, and maybe we don't. And maybe we're all just lying, and no one really knows what's going on, right? Maybe that's why all this crisis is going on.
Like, think of how much everything's changed, too, over the last 20, 30 years. So the things that you knew 30 years ago don't matter anymore.
That's very true.
Exactly. And a lot of things is money used to be a very taboo subject. It wasn't discussed in the open. So, nobody really sat down and talked to their kids about it and said, this is how money works and this is how investments work. It wasn't discussed.
So, absolutely. And it was rude, right? And so consequently, a lot of parents have died and their kids have no idea what their assets are, where they are, because it was strictly forbidden to talk about. It was bad manners.
Exactly. And even simple things like credit and how it works and what a credit card really is not known. And very many people don't understand what it all fits together like. So they don't really understand how to put themselves in a better situation.
And I know, Mayo, you've been involved with going to the schools with
junior achievement. Yes.
And I think it's so important these kids should learn in schools one of their subjects, because it's so important to learn money management. So at Dollar Divas, you do investments and security advisor, financial security advisor for a living. And Dollar Divas is an offshoot kind of that, where you're going to help people in a bigger sense?
Yeah. Not everybody's comfortable with a financial advisor, but they always have questions. And I wanted to give them a forum where they could get together and learn about the very basics in terms of money, simple things like budgeting and savings and what really is involved in owning a home and some of the avenues that they can take on their own to better themselves financially without feeling the pressure of maybe dealing with a certain financial advisor and wanting to do it on their own.
That's a good idea. And also maybe calculating how much you need for retirement, because, that's not really ever clear with any one person, is it, what they need?
Everybody's different, and everybody's retirement plan is going to look differently depending on what they expect out of retirement, what their lifestyle is currently, their savings techniques, and you can't have a cookie-cutter plan for every person. It's not going to work.
And people that come to the group don't have to feel weird. They don't have to contribute if they don't want to. Tell us what you can give them and why they shouldn't be afraid of coming.
It's a non-judgmental environment. There's no such thing as a stupid question, and we will never, ever judge someone if they have something that they consider dirty laundry. A lot of people think that when they go and talk to a financial advisor, they're going to be scolded because they have poor money management issues and maybe a little bit of debt, mm-hmm. whereas that's not the case. We're going to give them tools to help themselves get out of those situations if they're in them. We're going to answer any questions they have, regardless of how basic or how complicated, and we want them to feel very comfortable, and it's an environment of openness as opposed to making money a taboo.
And it's so true. There's so many people that are like, oh, my credit card, I paid every month, and I was one of those ones, I got my first credit card. I was hair straight back. I think I charged up. I had leather coats. I had so much stuff. Oh, you got to pay it back. And it just never worked for me. I never kind of got the concept. It was like, oh, it's free.
Well, I was just thinking, if the Dollar Divas went to the bridal fair, what would they tell the new bride? Like, get all the assets in your name?
Assets in your name. And it's one day. It's one day, so gan easy, right? Because it's
no prenups. I want all the money.
And Jen too, right? She's been through your passion.
That's right.
Test.
Yes.
So she does sound passionate. So your business does work, because you sound like you have a passion for money, Jen.
I do.
In a good way.
From a young age, I was just fascinated by it. I wanted to know how it worked and ways that you could make it work for you. And it was definitely something I was interested in from a very young age.
Well, I really do encourage people to join this. I mean, I think people need to be empowered, especially women. I teach Rachel. I try and empower her with money that, you want to earn some, spend some, and make sure you give some away, right? It's important to have a balance of it and not rule your life. Because
exactly.
There always is more money, but you have to make sure you're using it appropriately. How do people get a hold of you if they want to know more information about Dollar Divas?
They can go to our website, which is www.dollardivas.ca, or they can check out my personal website. There are links all up there, which is jenpatterson.com with one N and one T.
Oh, very different. And when is your meeting going to be then?
We are meeting this Thursday for the first time at 7 o'clock, and the next meeting is in February. I believe it's the 15th. Don't quote me on that, though. I could be wrong.
I won't quote you. Well, it's great talking to you, Jen. Get out there, earn some money, spend a little, give some away today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having
me. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk to Mayo.
You've worked hard to get to the top. Now it's time to live there. Presenting the spectacular modern townhomes of Rainbow Hill with Sandy Nygaard designed kitchens and interiors and panoramic views of Victoria and the Olympic Mountains. Calling Rainbow Hill a place to live is like calling your Rolex a way to tell time. Take the first step toward living at the top. Contact the Preferred Homes team at RE/MAX Camosun and join CFAX live on location at the jaw-dropping show home today from 12 to 4.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. Assorted Smart Ones frozen entrees, 255 grams, card price $5 for $10. Or Bissell Margarine, 907 grams, card price just $3.99 each. Plus, for exclusive offers on products you want, sign up at SaveOnFoods.com. Save On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
Truck people keep things simple. So when they find something that works, they stick with it. So why are more Canadian pickup owners switching to Ram? Sounds like they've found something that works better. Canada's longest lasting line of pickups.
Get a new 2012 Ram 1500 SXT 4x4 for less than $26,000. See dealer for details.
Guts. Glory. Ram.
Soar Contracting.
Hi, your crew is on my roof right now and something's not right.
Really?
Yeah, they're working super hard, they're quiet, and I haven't heard a single swear word.
I see.
This is a real roofing crew, right?
Top-notch work done by pleasant human beings. That's Soar Contracting. Specializing in commercial and residential metal roofing, torch-on roofing, and asphalt shingle installation.
You guys are very polite! That's so weird!
Financing through a chartered bank is available. Call or visit soarecontracting.com for a free estimate today.
We're back. I'm with Mayo McDonough and Jill Turek. Mayo, we were talking about clothing and all kinds of things in the break and had a great idea with Hudson. He should be teaching seminars on how to dress.
Well, I was just saying that my son, Timon, who's 21 now, he's told me that if he could dress like anybody, he'd like to dress like Hudson Mack because he just looks so cool. He combines a kind of a knowledge-based feeling plus these little bursts of color that are fun. So there's this fun...
Well, that's the fun part of his personality.
Unless it's a weekend, then he looks like a hobo. But anyway, that's a different story. So, Mayo, the passion test.
Yeah.
This is something, you've been in business and done a million things, but you're really passionate about this, and it's sort of set a fire on you that I haven't seen in a long time. It's really enlightened you and put a whole new spin on business and things you were passionate about. Tell us about what you're doing.
Well, it's changed the way that I've been thinking about life and just basically that whatever you're doing, if you start first by just reconnecting with what you're passionate about in whatever way, like I think you can do it starting through your clothes. It can be anywhere you need to start, but you have to start somewhere saying, what do I love? What brings meaning to my life? What do I care about? And then that has to be part of what you see in your business.
Or in your life, as I saw with the facilitators, if it's travel with your kid, whatever it might be, it could be passion for other things, not just your business. But with the business, you can launch it with passion.
Absolutely.
And you have a better success. Because if you're not passionate, like Jill with your business, you're passionate.
Yes.
If you're not, then you're not going to succeed. I've always believed that. I've seen people start businesses with widgets and gidgets. If it's not something you enjoy, why do it?
Well, I remember a quote from Steve Jobs that said something like, you have to have passion to hold you through all the difficult times. And I really think that's true because there's so many difficult decisions and ups and downs on the road of a business. And you do so many things. You have to fail 9 out of 10 times to find the right thing to do. And we in North America have a really hard time with failure. We've got to accept that. It's okay, you know, because it's better to be trying than doing nothing.
And it's about the crummy moments in life, too, right? They're awkward and horrible.
Yeah.
But
you can
grow through them, right?
Oh, well, you know, and the funny thing is, so much of it is what your mindset is when you come to that experience. Mm. If you're coming there looking for a problem, you'll find it.
Yeah.
If you're coming there looking for a solution, you'll find it.
Yeah.
It's not obvious, but it's there. And so that's why I got so involved in the passion thing, that I found a number of people now that were asking me for some marketing advice. They had lost their passion in their business, or maybe they had inherited a business, or maybe twice now, once with a woman I know, once with a man I know, they were keeping a business going because their spouse had died, and they wanted, you know, it's like that piece of clothing.
Yes,
you're saying,
hanging on to something.
Yeah,
that
your
wasn't
mother
their
bought
deal.
You something, and she's dead now, and you don't want to let it go. This is one of those dirty little secrets, but I had my mother's coat. She had left her coat at my house before she died, and it was sitting in my front hall, and I could not take it out of the cupboard for 3 years.
That's
it took that
unusual.
Kind of grief, you know.
You're not alone.
So when you think about that, it takes
a lot.
You get
stuck.
Yeah.
You get
and
stuck.
How to get unstuck.
Yeah.
And the best way to get unstuck is to think about this. And I've gotten so crazy that with the passion test, I said, well, how can we apply it to other things? So with the charity, the Churchill Foundation of Vancouver Island that I'm involved with, I said, well, could Winston Churchill help us find our passion? Mm-hmm. So I created this little questionnaire that you can work through. It's for fun to see what you're like with compared to Winston Churchill. To see if
and
he
he's
can
very
help you.
Relevant. And you and your son are part of the Winston Churchill Society in Victoria.
That's right.
And it's huge. And we went with saw Ron Cohen, who heads on the board with
and
the.
He started one in Ottawa since
did
then.
He?
He came out here to visit us, and
how
he's
cool.
Yes.
And there's so much. There's so many pertinent sayings, pertinent things that we have about Churchill, even our lives today. So tell us, you've got an event tomorrow coming.
Tomorrow
up.
At the Parkside, come down at 11:30 in the morning, and we're having a chat fest, just pithy little talks about Churchill before we join Leslene, walk over to Beacon Hill Park. Have a swig of champagne and give the old guy, you know, a little memory.
Perfect. And the passion test, how do people get a hold of you for that?
Launchwithpassion.ca.
Okay. And also the Winston Churchill Society, if they want to join, there's a meeting in March as well.
Yes. And so just go to CFVI, Churchill Foundation VI.ca.
And it's really fun, and Mayo makes things fun. So this passion test with the Churchill one be on your
website?
It's
on there. It's on both. It's on my website, and it's on the Churchill website. So you can get it any old way.
How very fun. Well, as always, great show. Lots of stuff we've learned. Thank you, TJ, Jill, Mayo.
Thank you.
And thank you, of course, for always listening. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.